This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. British and U.S. officials said the attacks were conducted by a unit of Russia's GRU military intelligence agency, also known as the Main Center for Special Technologies. In an indictment unsealed Monday, the U.S. Justice Department said six members of the unit had played key roles in attacks on targets ranging from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to the 2017 French elections. The charges covered 4 years of malicious cyber activity from 2015 to 2019. British officials said that the GRU also conducted cyber reconnaissance operations against organizers of the 2020 Tokyo Games, which were originally scheduled to be held this year but postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reporting some progress in advance of a Tuesday deadline for reaching a pre-election deal with President Trump on a new coronavirus relief package. But the same problems bedeviling the effort remain in place despite optimistic talk from the president and his team. Pelosi negotiated for nearly an hour Monday with Mr. Trump's top emissary, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and a top aide, calling it positive. Argentina has reached a grim milestone in the pandemic, becoming the fifth country in the world to surpass 1 million coronavirus cases. Across Latin America, three other nations are expected to reach 1 million cases in the coming weeks. That's Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. The somber point comes as Latin America comes to register some of the world's highest daily case counts. This is VOA News.